Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth, with the sole purpose of advancing and enhancing the lives of women. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we are so excited to be with you this evening. We have a very good show lineup topic for you. This is going to be a fabulously healing, empowering show tonight, and we're very excited to bring this to you. How are you doing this evening, Mr. Lamont?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful. I'm blessed, and life is good, so I can't complain.
Good, good. Glad to hear that.
Now, our topic tonight, Tony, is going to be pretty intense, and I hope everyone understands. I want everyone to understand exactly what we're going to be doing this evening, because it's going to be a very healing type of show, and I'm going to go ahead and let you just talk a little bit about your experience with this process, letting it out and letting it go, and how it has worked in some of the workshops that you've conducted.
Well, the whole premise behind it, and it came about, first of all, I did it myself when I decided I wanted to be a better man, and having gone through a change in my life and wanting to be a better person, I'm very spiritual, so I asked the Lord to watch over me and give me some kind of sense of what I needed to do. What he came back and gave me was that I needed to apologize to any woman that I'd ever hurt in my life in a relationship. And that was the only way that I could actually be better and do better in my life. And so I did that. Any woman that I had ever harmed or hurt in an emotional way, I apologized. And what I found is that after discussing and having the conversations with those women, they told me that it gave them a sense of peace. They were able to move on. They were able to have a sense of feeling better about themselves because they were holding on to something that they shouldn't have. They knew they shouldn't have, but for some reason they could not let it go. And I have a friend of mine that is a pastor here in Indianapolis, and he just did a workshop and a seminar at his church with the same concept. And he and I had discussed how that would work, and I talked to him and told him what I did, and he told me what he wanted to do. And in our discussion, we just realized that it is just such a powerful tool. And what came out of it is, I did it on my radio show recently, and I had hundreds of calls and quite a few people that were able to let it out and let it go. And what the women did was I acted as the surrogate man. I stood in as that man that has never said that he was sorry, that man that never did the things that I did, or any other man that has stepped up and said, hey, listen, you know, I knew I was wrong. I needed to do something. So I stood in as that individual and allowed that woman to let it out and let it go. And what it does is it releases that pain. First of all, you have to allow the pain to come up. You have to acknowledge that it exists, and then you have to let it out. And once you let it out, and some folks don't really realize, sometimes just speaking it releases it.
Absolutely.
And when you speak it and you release it, it lets you go. It lets it go, and you can move on. And it doesn't necessarily, and this is the surprising part, it didn't necessarily have to be the person. It's just that I needed to say it. It needed to be said. And having somebody represent that individual and letting me say it or letting that person say it has been just cathartic, has made a tremendous difference in a lot of folks' lives, and they have let it out, and they've let it go, and they've moved on, and they've had a better life because of it. So that's the experience. I've done it in some workshops, I've done it in some group settings and things like that, but that's kind of how it came about.
Yeah, and that's fabulous, because I know how very therapeutic that is, and oftentimes, Tony, we really don't even understand or realize that those toxic emotions are stifling our growth. It stifles our personal growth and our professional growth, and we just try to push it down into the dark recesses of our mind, thinking that, oh, it's going to be okay and it's going to go away. And then when we come upon a situation, whether it's a relationship or a business situation, those old feelings jump up, and then there they are. And they really can hurt us. And the example that I used on my blog, and I really liked this example, when you think about it, when you open a soda can, if you were to shake up a soda can before you open it, you know what would happen, right?
Yeah,
the pressure builds up, and it just pretty much spews all over the place. Well, think of ourselves, if we think of ourselves in a similar fashion, as if we were that soda can, and we have kept that substance inside of us, and we're moving and shaking and trying to go about life and just do things, but we have all of that stuff that has built up and built up, and that pressure has built up, and then eventually one day it's just going to spew out all over the place and make a mess of our lives.
Oh, absolutely.
And when we can get that out and understand how important it is to get that out, we can avoid some of that pain.
Yeah, one of the challenges in a situation like that is we have a tendency to keep it inside because we feel like we're protecting ourselves. We're
from
protecting our emotions. Yeah, from the hurt. We're keeping the hurt inside. And as long as the hurt is not revealed, as long as the hurt is not allowed to be anything to us, then we're okay. But the truth of the matter is, you're not okay until you forgive yourself for feeling that way. You're not okay until you allow yourself to let it go and allow the person that hurt you to let them go and really forgive them. And the key to that, it's so strong, you have to allow yourself to forgive yourself for what you felt and holding on to it. And that allows you to move on, because so many times when you keep it inside, it is exactly that. I mean, you can be in a situation and everything is absolutely fine. You're sitting at a restaurant with your significant other and you guys have been doing very well, and that individual does something that was similar or exactly the same as the person that hurt you, and then all of a sudden things change and the person that's sitting across from you doesn't know what happened, why it happened, or what they did. And you're living in that place all over again where you were living before because you haven't let that hurt go. And you've got to allow yourself to let that hurt go.
That's absolutely correct. Because, and first, just like you stated, you have to realize that it's there. You have to realize that it's there. Because if you don't acknowledge it, you can't address what you don't acknowledge. And I know one of our previous guests that we had on, Simon T. Bailey, he made a great statement, and he said, whatever you don't deal with will eventually deal with you.
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the most profound statements I've heard
anybody. It really was. It really was.
Yeah.
And if you don't deal with it and it eventually deals with you, unfortunately, it may deal with you at a very profound moment in your life that can make or break a situation. And that's why it's very critical that we have to deal with these things and not try to pretend like they don't exist and sweep them under the rug and just pretend like it's not there. It didn't bother me. I can deal with it. I'm okay. And you're really not okay. It's okay to acknowledge that there's a problem there that you need to address and let it out and let it go.
And that's
the reason for doing this show.
Right. And I'll share with you, when I did it on the radio show, my radio show on the air, I had a young lady call, and she had just gotten out of prison. And she had actually been out for about maybe about 6 months. And she said, of course, I was that guy. I was the surrogate guy. And she said, I want to say to you that I forgive you for allowing your actions to get me put in prison for 2 years. I forgive you for beating me. I forgive you for hurting my life and hurting my family. I forgive you. I mean, she just went on and on and on. And she said, I ran away from you because I was afraid I was going to die. I mean, she just continued, and these things kept coming out. And she said, but I no longer am going to allow you to have that power over me. I'm letting it out, and I'm letting it go. And it really shocked me that she let all of this out. But that's what you have to do. And then she did call back a few days later and just said, thank you. And she wanted to thank me because I gave her that opportunity because nobody had ever given it to her.
Absolutely.
Nobody had ever given her an opportunity to stand in for that person who she knew would never say he was sorry, who she knew would never be face her and say, look, I know I did this to you. But I stood in and became that person for her. And I said to her, I apologize. I didn't have the courage to stand up to you and say I'm sorry for all the things I did to you. I am sorry for the way that your life has been because of me. I mean, I acted as though that individual, and those words helped her move on. And that's what this is all about. I mean, having somebody say that they're sorry, hearing the words that a person is sorry, it helps the situation. You may not think that it does, but it really, really does.
It's been proven with the workshops that you've done and the workshops that your pastor has done. It's been proven that it helps.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm just thinking one of the things that I had talked about recently in my coaching session that I had conducted, and I was telling this process to one of my clients, and they absolutely thought it was a fabulous, fabulous way, because they said, even they admitted that there were some things that they had been holding inside, and they didn't even realize that they had been holding them inside until I brought it up. And I mentioned to them this show that we were going to do tonight, and they said, you know, that really reminds me of a situation that I encountered recently that I didn't even realize that it was bothering me until you just said that. And that's why I wanted to do this show, because people don't understand how important it is to come to that realization and dig down deep inside to find out or understand what is holding you back and what is bothering you, what is preventing you from having that successful relationship or moving on in your personal or your professional life as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to let our listeners know that, you know, once we start the process, I mean, feel free to call, and I know the number is 646-478-3060. And that number again is 646-478-3060. They can call, and don't be afraid to release it. Don't be afraid to let it out and let it go. And I'll stand in as the men or as the man that hurt you in your life, if you're a woman. And of course, Kathy can stand in as the woman men, because a lot of men go through the same thing. I will say
Absolutely.
That, you know, men need to understand that sometimes they need to say, you know, it doesn't show a sense of weakness because you're not manly enough, because you want to tell the woman who hurt you how you felt. I mean, I've had the opportunity to say to women that have hurt me in my life, I've been given that opportunity to tell them, and I've been very grateful that they gave me the opportunity, because otherwise I would have carried that into other relationships, and I didn't do that because they gave me that opportunity. And
right.
The woman in a man's life may not have done that. So,
right.
Men, you can call in too. So I'm saying that to men because I want men to understand it doesn't show a sense of weakness. I mean, that's one of the problems with a lot of men. That's why sometimes men treat women the way that they do, because they're angry about the woman that hurt them in their lives, and it's time
right.
to stop that.
Yeah. And I know that every single one of us has experienced hurt, mistreatment, abuse, abandonment, grief. You know, there's so many different emotions that we all experience. We all experience. And I also want to let you callers know, I know you're probably a little bit reluctant about calling in, but understand that no names will be given. You don't have to give your name. You're anonymous. All you have to do is just call in and start talking. Call in and say whatever it is you need to say to let it out. Tony will be that surrogate sit-in guy that will represent the one that hurt you. I will be that surrogate sit-in female of a, if a guy wants to call in, of who represented the person that hurt you. And it is very, very, very therapeutic. I'm telling you, it really, really does work. So I encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity because it is really going to change your life from being bitter to being better. And that's exactly what we all strive to do, is be better in our lives.
Yeah, when you take the time to have some self-examination and you take the time to take a look at yourself and you're really realistic with yourself, you know that you've been hurt. I mean, you sit there sometimes and you're daydreaming about what went wrong and why it wasn't right and how could that have happened to you. That's the kind of pain we're talking about. That kind of thing that doesn't seem to want to go away. You've been away from it for such a long time, but it seems to linger. It seems
right.
to be there. Why did it happen to me? Why does it keep happening to me? Why did they do this? I wish they would just call up so I can tell them how I feel, because I need to tell them how I feel, because I'm mad. I'm mad, and I don't want to feel this way anymore, but they won't give me the opportunity to say it. And if I could say it to them, I would say it. Well, you can say it to me. I'll take it. I'll take what you say, and I'll listen to what you say, and I'll be that surrogate man, whomever he is, whatever he's done. I mean, when I've done this before, we've had all kinds of categories. We've had women that have been raped. We've had women that have been molested. I mean, there's so many different things, and they were angry, and they I'm mad, and why did you do this? Why did you hurt me like this? Why did, you know, and I stepped in, and I was like, I was a coward. I didn't know who I was or what I was doing. I should never have hurt you. I should never have done the things I did to you, but I was a coward. You had a right to live your life the way that you deserve to live it. I hurt you because I was wrong. I didn't know how to
right.
be. I was a child, and
right.
I was dealing with my pain and my hurt, and it does help. It really does help. So,
and you know, on the other side of the coin too, Tony, I mean, it also would be good for if people want to just call in and just state that I forgive you. I mean, they haven't had an opportunity to even say that to the person. If you want to just tell the person I forgive you, you would be the surrogate sit-in for guys. I would be the surrogate sit-in, you know, as a woman. And just say that I forgive you. I know you did this to me and I know you did that to me, but I forgive you. It's okay. So, I mean, if you just want to call in and say that, that would be fine too, because it's all the healing. It's all about the healing. It's all about
Absolutely.
The healing. And, you know, Tony, just to kind of get the ball rolling,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and be vulnerable, and I'm going to purge. And I'm going to have all the listeners hear me and hear my purging. I'm not going to give names of who this purge is toward or what the situation is. But I'm just going to go ahead and I'll allow you, Tony, to be the surrogate sit-in guy for the man that I need to say this to. And listeners, this is how it's going to work. I just want you to know that I loved you and I trusted you. And I thought we had resolved our trust issues. But unfortunately, I found out the hard way that that wasn't the case. I found out that you had been spending time, quite a bit of time actually, talking to and enjoying the company of some other female friend. I was devastated, disillusioned, hurt, and wondered if I could ever trust you again. Well, you told me it was an innocent friendship, but, you know, if it was an innocent friendship, then why did you not feel the need, or why did you feel the need to conceal it and hide it from me? Why did I have to find out by checking up on you? How can I ever trust anyone? How can I ever trust anything in this situation? How can I ever trust that you will be honest with me in the future? and how am I supposed to get over it? You know what I have been through in my past with trust issues, so how could you just blatantly betray me like that? All this time you spent with this other female friend, bonding with her and talking with her, was time stolen away from us to work on our relationship. I'm angry, hurt, and disappointed.
Well, I'd like to say on behalf of that individual that that individual didn't understand, didn't know what they were doing, and didn't realize the pain that they were causing. I'm sorry that I treated you that way. I'm sorry that it made you feel that way. You deserve much better than that. You deserve to be treated better than that. The truth is that you need the truth, and I didn't give you an opportunity to have the truth in your life. Giving you the truth would have given you an opportunity to make a decision and a determination, but I kept that from you. And for that, I'm sorry. I didn't stand up and be the kind of man I needed to be, but I want to say that I know that you deserve better. I know that you deserve to be treated better. And then, of course, let it out and let it go.
Well, I very much appreciate that, and I can now let it out, and I can let it go. So thank you. So for all of our callers and our listeners that are hearing this and hearing my purge, that's the way it works. And I hope you will take advantage and call in and say whatever you have to say. No one knew exactly who I was speaking about. Tony didn't care who I was speaking about. He was the surrogate representative of that guy that has done that to me. And that felt so much better to be able to get those words out and say that to that individual. Now, I have a couple of callers in queue. I'm not sure if they're just listening or if they actually do want to say something. So I'm just going to go quickly to area code 859. Are you just listening or is there something you'd like to say? Hello, area code 859?
Just listening.
You're just listening. Okay, thank you. I'll close your mic back. Okay, so, yeah, and in keeping with that, so we just really want to encourage everyone because your self-esteem is so, so very important, and it's so fragile, and it could just really get broken in the blink of an eye. It just it doesn't really take a lot to break down your self-esteem. It's something that is just so valuable for us. I mean, it really drives us in so many different areas of our lives. You know?
Yeah, when you sit down and you assess the things that have affected your life, in many instances, those things that have affected our lives are those things that are traumatic, things that change your behavior, you know, or things that have been traumatic to you physically and emotionally. And those traumatic behaviors are the things that cause you to change as a person. And so when something happens to you and it changes you as a person and you know that's not really what you wanted to do or who you want to be, it's time to take control of your life again. It's time to take a look at your life. Because the one thing that I know about this is there are times when people sit and try to fool themselves. They lie to themselves and say, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And keep saying, I'm okay. I'm okay with this. I'm okay. And it never fails. It always will come up until you let it go.
Absolutely.
It will always be there until you let it go. And a lot of folks will say, well, I've tried and it just hasn't worked. Well, the thing you have to realize when you try something is it takes more than one attempt or two attempts to make it happen. But
that's
you've
right.
got to start somewhere. And if you don't start it, it's always going to be right there.
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. And, you know, in some of my workshops, whenever I'm talking about how to be able to release and purge negative emotions, I always use the example of that song that Erykah Badu made a few years ago called Bag Lady. Mm-hmm. I know everybody thought that song was referring to a bag lady, but the actual message from that song was how we carry around emotional baggage. And we don't even realize that that emotional baggage is there. We don't even realize how that emotional baggage is affecting our lives. Sometimes we have a bad day. Well, that bad day could be because of all the pent-up negative emotions that you're carrying around in your spirit. And when you learn how to purge that out and let it go, it is very, very therapeutic for you to be able to move on and move forward.
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing that is the emotion I would hope everyone would understand. Do you want to have a better life?
Yes, that's right.
Do you want to feel better about who you are? Because that's what it does. I know, and I'll tell you, when I did this, when I went back to the women that I had hurt in my life, in our relationships, when I went back to those women and I apologized to them, the purpose for those folks that are just joining us, I did it because it was to make me a better man.
Right.
Because I could not be a better man knowing that I had hurt these women. I had hurt
right.
them emotionally. I could not be a better man knowing that I had that hanging over me. When I asked God to give me a sense of who I needed to be, and he gave me the message that I needed to go back and say the things I needed to say to those women for hurting them, that was my sense of relief. So a lot of people don't really realize, but it's also good for the person. But that
right.
person may not be here. So I'm that person.
That's right.
And if you're a woman who just needs to let it out and let it go, that's what we're doing today. And don't have a fear, because there's no judgment here. Nobody's going to judge
absolutely.
You or
right.
think that
right.
you're anything, or think that you're not this or you're not that. It's not about that. It is about you taking the opportunity to say to yourself, this day, this moment, this time, I am going to take the time to be a better me. I am not going to allow this to be a part of me anymore, because I deserve to be better for myself. And really, when you take the first step to be better for who you are, you take the first step at having a better life. And it's amazing how it affects everything else. When you realize what this thing was and how it affected you, you're able to see other things much, much clearer than you did before. So that's what we're doing. So if you want to call, it's real easy to do. Just please call
and
let it out and let it go.
It really is. And I just recently, for the people that just came into the chat room, a minute ago, I took the first step and I put myself out there. I was vulnerable and I used Tony as a surrogate sit-in guy to say what I had to say for a situation that I have not been able to release, but it was very therapeutic for me to say what I had to say to that person. Tony was representative of that person. And just to hear someone say back to you, I'm sorry, is very, very powerful. It's very powerful, and it really will help you. Call in, people. Call in. You don't have to talk or give your name. Just start talking and say whatever it is that this person has done to you, and what you want to say to him because of what he's done to you, and then let it go. So we encourage everyone to absolutely please do that, because this is going to be one of those opportunities that just doesn't come along very often. We don't get this chance very often to confront that individual. We don't get a chance to say to that person what we need to say to resolve it in our spirit. And this is your chance to say to that man, or say to that woman, what you need to say. And women, even if you have a situation with a female family member that you need to confront and get it out and say what you need to say, I will represent that female family member. It's okay. Either way, if you have a female friend that has hurt you and done you wrong and just dropped out of your life with no explanation, I will be representative of that female friend for you. So just call in anonymously, start talking, and say whatever it is that you need to say. We welcome that. So, again, this is a very, very therapeutic session, and, you know, I really know there are a lot, so many people out there that really, really need this, and I totally understand the reluctance, but I'm telling you, if you were able to take advantage of this and just call in and start talking, you don't have to give your name, just call in and start talking, say what you need to say, let it out, let it go.
And, you know, and I'll put this out here because I'm not ashamed. I'm one of those individuals who share, you know, I'm very transparent in the things that go on in my life. But, you know, I've gone through therapy and gone through group sessions. And I knew sitting in those group sessions, there were times when I was sitting in the group sessions and I was very reluctant to have a conversation, knowing that I needed to get this stuff settled in my spirit, knowing that I needed to take care of whatever was going on with me. But once I started hearing that I wasn't alone, once I started understanding that I was no more special than anyone else, and I knew that these folks saying the things that they said gave me an opportunity to feel good about saying what I'm saying. And so that's what we're really doing here. We're giving folks an opportunity to just let it out and let it go, but more than that, we're giving them an opportunity to not be looked at or judged. And you don't have to have a fear of what are they going to think about me. Well,
right.
I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to think about you. What I'm going to think about you is when you call in and you release it, I'm going to think that you care enough about yourself that you want to have a better life and be a better you. I'm going to think about you that you understand that the importance of yourself is much more important than that pain. That's what I'm going to think about you. I'm going to think that whatever is going on in your life now is more important than what was going on in your life then. That's what I'm going to think about you. So that's what this is all about, and that's what we're doing it for. And I know some folks are shy. Some folks are reluctant, and it is a difficult thing to do because you feel that pain. When that pain comes to the surface, it a lot of times has tears behind it. A lot of times has anger behind it.
Right.
And those emotions come up, but that's what it's all about. And if the tears come and the anger comes, that's what it's supposed to do. It's
that's
supposed
right.
to do that because you've got to have it before you can let it go. It's
right.
got to be done for you to be a better you. I guarantee you, you will feel better when you let it out and let it go. It will
well,
be
it's
a relief.
Been proven. It's been proven in the workshops that you've done. It's been proven in the radio show that you did a few weeks ago. It's been proven you had hundreds of calls. You have hundreds of people that were feeling better. I mean, there were tears, and after they purged and got it out, and they were able to feel better and move on. I mean, if nothing but to feel better and move on is a major accomplishment in your life, that's a major accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, and your analogy about the bags is exactly right. I mean, we all hear about, you know, everybody carries baggage into a relationship. Everybody carries something in their life.
And it's because they don't purge out and
right.
address the unresolved issues.
Absolutely. And that's what this is all about. The unresolved issues could be the pain that you face because this guy, whoever he was, didn't allow you to be the kind of woman you deserve to be. He kept you and stifled you. He left you. Any of the things that have affected you. And it's time for you to let that sucker go.
Yeah.
And forgive me for saying it like that, but he does not deserve to have that part of you anymore. And what's so surprising, the one thing that I found, those guys or those women, they've moved on. You're the person that's sitting there holding on to the things that cause the pain and wondering and hurting. They've moved on. They're not thinking at all about you. And so it's time for you to not think about them and go on and let it out and let it go, because when you do that, you can have that relief. I know when I did it, it was a relief to know that, one, the women forgave me, and, two, to know that in their spirits, I was not that bag in their life
right.
anymore. I was not that. And it was so, so therapeutic for me, but I know what it did for them because – when they said, you know, I've been holding on to this for years, and for you to come and say to me that you apologize for any pain that you brought to my life, any hurt that you brought to me. For you to come and say that to me has allowed me to forgive you and to move away from you because I didn't like you. And they were like, Tony, I didn't like you. I didn't want to hear your name, and I didn't want to hear anything about you, and I couldn't go places because you were going to be there, or, you know, those kinds of things. And to know that I was able to release that for them, that's what it's all about. And the thing about it is that same release can happen in a surrogate situation because it's been proven just letting it out and having someone stand in and say, look, I am so sorry. I'm sorry that I wasn't that person. I wasn't the kind of person you deserve. And hearing those words, it's just like the psychologists say that a smile makes you feel better. And hearing the word love, even though it may not come from your loved one, is still going to make you feel good. Well, this happens the same way. Having someone say that they're sorry, even standing in place of someone that has hurt you, and allow that person to be that person in a surrogate situation will give you an opportunity to feel better about yourself.
Right. And then, you know, the other comment I wanted to make too, Tony, is that oftentimes a lot of the colleagues and clients that I come in contact with, the main thing, especially females, the main thing they will say is that they just can't seem to find a successful relationship. Well, unfortunately, one of the many obstacles or barriers for that is because of those unresolved negative emotions. And this is a great opportunity if you want a successful relationship and you're looking for that successful relationship. The only way to have that successful relationship is to acknowledge and resolve all those negative emotions that are still living in your spirit. Because if you're not having a successful relationship, there's something going on. And you have to look inside of yourself to try to figure out what is going on. And 9 times out of 10, what's going on is that you haven't resolved those negative emotions that still live in you. You're still bitter and angry, hurt, and lonely. You feel abandoned because of the way someone has treated you. And the only way you're going to heal from that and have a successful relationship is to purge it out and let it out and let it go. And that's why I feel like this show is so, so very important, and it's so powerful, and I really want everybody to please think about taking advantage of this because it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, you know, Kathy, when what you said is absolutely right. Because one of the things that I know about relationships, and one of the things I know is before you can have a successful relationship, you have to have a successful you.
That's right.
And you have to have a successful mind within yourself. I mean, people get in relationships for various reasons, whether it's, you know, sex or money or love. I mean, there's so many reasons, and people, I mean, if people got in relationships for the absolute right reason all the time, the divorce rate wouldn't be over 51%. So we know that when it comes to marriages, or relationships wouldn't just start and end, start and end, start and end. But one of the things that I do know is that when a person feels good about themselves, when they feel good about themselves and they feel good about what's going on within themselves, they know what they're looking for, and they won't rely on those hurt emotions to drive them. And that's what happens a lot of times. Those hurt emotions are what are in the forefront. You may not think they are. You know, it's like, well, why doesn't a relationship, why can't I seem to find the right man?
Yeah.
Every time I keep going through the same thing. And every therapist, every couple therapist, anybody that deals with relationships will tell you, if you seem to have run into the same problem over and over again in a relationship, and it seems to happen the same way, you need to start looking at yourself.
Right.
And
one of the biggest indicators that something needs to change within you is when you're very, very reluctant to talk about it. If you're very reluctant, if you know, try to sweep it under the rug or I really don't want to talk about that right now. It's just, you know, not, hello, can you hear me, Tony?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I had a sound issue. But if you're reluctant to talk about it, I really would prefer not to, you know, talk about that, or I don't want to talk to a therapist or a counselor, or, you know, they may not want to be reluctant to dial in and take advantage of this tremendous healing opportunity. That is the biggest red flag, that you have so many pent-up, unresolved emotions, because you don't want to look at it. You don't want to face it. You don't want to accept the fact that it's there and it needs to be dealt with. And the only way you're going to have a successful life and a happy life and a successful relationship, personally and professionally, is to acknowledge it and deal with it.
Yeah, you know, we're talking, and we're trying to give people an opportunity to get the courage to go ahead and call and go ahead and take the opportunity to do so. And we want to remind you that it's a simple process. It's a lot simpler than you think it is, because it begins with the idea that you deserve to be better. You deserve to feel better.
And I'm going to just jump in here, Tony, and ask you to say something to one of the people in the chat room, and I'm not going to give the name if you're not in the chat room. If you're in the chat room, you know. If you're not in the chat room, then you don't know the name. But this person was she wanted to purge because she wanted to say that she forgives the person who stole from her, even though it hurt her. But this person stole from her, and it hurt her very, very badly. So I want you, Tony, as a surrogate, to apologize for that person to make her feel that way.
Well, I can say this because I didn't get an opportunity to talk one-on-one, but in the chat room from that aspect, I will say that I was a coward. I didn't have the courage to come and ask you. I didn't have the courage to even face you face-to-face. I am so sorry, because you deserve to be treated better and you deserve to be better, and I didn't do that. I was the coward, and that's why I did what I did, because I wasn't the kind of man I needed to be, and so I apologize for taking from you. I'm so sorry that I took from you, I stole from you. You deserve more than I gave you, and now I just ask that you forgive me.
That's great. Thank you for that. Thank you very much for that, Tony. And that's how it works for all the listeners, everyone in the chat room, and everyone that's dialed in. That's how it works. So I really, again, encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity, because when you think about emotional baggage, when you think about emotional toxic buildup in us, if you were I'm laughing at Tony. Somebody typed in the chat room, "Are you married, Tony?"
No, I'm not.
That's funny. But if you think about the emotional buildup, it's very similar to, if you could try to visualize, I said this in one of my seminars recently, that if you were to drive your car around from month in and month out, year in and year out, and you never ever took your car in for maintenance, your car probably wouldn't function very well. Well, it wouldn't function very well. Well, why do we take better care of our cars than we do our spirits and our bodies and ourselves and our emotional strength? Why do we take better care of cars? We don't take the time to purge out negative emotions in our spirit. We don't take the time to address those situations that live inside of us that are preventing us from doing the things in life that we know we want, and that's to be the best that we can be. We don't take the time to do that, but we will take the time to take our car in to get mechanical work so that it will run properly. If we were to just allow bacteria to build up in our kitchens and our bathrooms, it would smell very bad. It would be a very bad smell. But we take the time to do that because we want to make sure that we have our homes the best that we can have them. So why do we neglect that for ourselves, our emotional strength and our emotional health?
And if I can add this analogy to the car metaphor, if imagine every time you're walking down a street and you get to a destination and there's a wall. And there's no way for you to go around it or go over it. So you get to that point and you always stop. And you always end up going back. And then you start over again and you get to the wall. Well, until you learn how to deal with that wall, whether it is going, finding a way around it, finding a way underneath it, or finding a way over it, or better yet, even knocking the wall down, whether it's brick by brick, stone by stone, you've got to find a way of getting past that wall. Because getting past the wall will give you an opportunity to move forward. Otherwise, every time you get to that same place, you're going to go back. And you deserve to be able to see what's on the other side of the wall. Your life is that other side. Your love is the other side of the wall. The better relationship is the other side of the wall. The better feeling of who you are and what you are is on the other side of the wall. Yeah, you can feel good getting to that point, and it's a nice little walk. But until you find out what's on the other side, knowing that that thing is standing in your way of progress, until you get to the other side, you are not going to be the best you could possibly be. And that's what this is all about. It's about you just letting it go. Forget about him. Forget about what he did. Say what you feel about him. Tell us how you feel about him, and then let it go. He doesn't deserve to be a part of your life anymore. He doesn't deserve to be that bag. He doesn't deserve to be that anchor. He doesn't deserve to be that wall. He shouldn't be, and now it's your opportunity to stop it.
Absolutely. And I'm going to even go one step further for, this process this evening is for women to address that man that hurt them. But we can even go a step further. If there are any females that have a family member, your mother, if you need to confront her mother because of something she's done with you, if you need to confront your daughter, your sister, feel free to call in and purge that out. I will be that surrogate sit-in sister. I will be your surrogate sit-in mother, and I will give you the closure and the apology that I know you need to be able to move on in your life, because those scenarios exist as well. I mean, hurt is hurt. There are many different forms of hurt. So please feel free to dial in and say whatever it is you need to say to that loved one or that person you thought was a loved one in your life that betrayed you. Because emotions are a very, very powerful thing. And when our emotions are damaged or when our emotions have been damaged and we haven't had an opportunity to say what we need to say, it really, really, really makes a major, major difference in our spirits. So I really want you guys, I encourage you guys to take advantage of this opportunity, because it doesn't happen very often. It absolutely doesn't happen very often. So, and, you know, we live in a world of everybody is human, and unfortunately people make mistakes and they do it the wrong way and they don't have an opportunity to say to you what needs to be said. So we're giving them that opportunity to do that.
And it's as I mentioned a little bit earlier, it is kind of an emotional, let's just put it this way. What happens a lot of times is folks get scared.
Right.
They get scared that somebody's going to judge them or look at them differently. Or here's the one thing that I've learned.
No judgment on this show tonight.
Absolutely no judgment. But here's the one thing that I've learned. In many instances, the folks have become so accustomed to the pain that they have a fear of releasing the pain.
Right.
Because that pain has
been
there.
They live with it.
Yeah, the pain has been their companion. So there's a fear of releasing the pain, because if they release it, now what are they going to do? Now who are they going to have to blame? Now what are they going to look at as the reason that their life isn't? Sometimes the blame game is a comfort zone. Sometimes sitting there and going, well, the reason that I'm not this and the reason I'm not that is because this happened to me and that happened to me, and that's the reason I'm not who I am. And that comfort, that blanket of pain that covers us sometimes, we allow it to be that comfort. Well, you don't have to be afraid. You can actually pull the covers off and allow yourself to be revealed and be vulnerable in that moment, because that cover, first of all, isn't covering you. It's hindering you. It's not letting you up, not keeping you warm at night. As a matter of fact, it's actually making you more chilly and more cold to those individuals who deserve your love, your kindness, and your spirit. Because until you let that cover go, they can never cover you with the love that they have for you. Because even if they try to cover you with the love that they have, there's something blocking. That blanket of pain is covering you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know how somebody really feels about you, you've got to feel better about yourself and uncover yourself from the pain. So it's also time to release that pain. And it's also time to take the covers off of pain and let it not be that comfort or that excuse for you anymore. You don't have to do that anymore. You really don't. And I say that because this is what we've done in the workshops that we've done with this let it out and let it go process. And when I did the radio show, the same thing. I'm saying, you know, really the same kinds of things. And I'm saying it because I want women to understand that it's so important, one, to hear it from a man who cares about them, and two, for them to understand the importance of feeling good about themselves despite what a man has done to you.
Absolutely. And someone asked, it was a great question, someone asked in the chat room is, and we can address this, Tony, is she asked, did I feel that, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to this question, do I feel that, not sure if you can carry a problem for years and then get rid of it in minutes. And my response was, it's a start. It's a great start.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to take work. If you have had a problem for years, it's probably not going to just go away overnight, but it's a great start to purge, get it out, acknowledge it, and that's the first step in releasing and resolving.
Well, and that's exactly what I was just talking about. That pain has become your comfort.
It has become your comfort. And you have convinced yourself, that it probably won't go away, so, you know, why bother? But your thoughts are very, very powerful. And if you think it's not going to help, then it won't help. So it's one of those situations where you have to believe. You have to believe that there's a place that you can start and the healing will happen. You have to believe that.
Right. And you know something, Kathy, and also to the listeners, the one thing that I do know is that pain that has been around for years can be eliminated in a moment. It can be eliminated in a moment. And that moment is what makes the difference of whether or not you start that recovery or not. But it takes one moment for it to begin. And it is an amazing moment. It is an amazing time when you say, you know, you don't have any power over me anymore.
That's right.
That thing or that person, you don't have the ability to hurt me anymore. You don't have the ability to make me feel less than I am anymore. You don't have that power. I'm letting it go. I'm letting you go.
That's right.
And but so to answer that question as you did, yeah, you've had it for years. But that one moment, you just need one moment to start the process. And anybody, any psychologist, any therapist, anybody that's gone through this will tell you it is a process. But the process started with that first step. It's just like seeing a child walk for the very first time. The bottom line is it's an amazing thing. It took a while for that child to fall down and get back up and keep getting back up. And then that first step was such a jubilant moment. Well, imagine your emotions that same way. Yeah, you're going to fall a little bit. You're going to think about it a little bit. But that first step that you took and said, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to feel this way about him anymore. He doesn't have any power. I'm going to take this step. And then imagine the step that's after that. and the other step is after that. And then you're walking away from that pain.
And you can also look at it. That's right, Tony. And you can also look at it as an example of when people go through, what is it called, the 12-step program. You know, when you're trying to get over an addiction or you know, substance abuse, or when, you don't get over it overnight. It's a process. It's a start. You have to begin at the beginning. And when you start at the beginning, when you come to that realization and then you accept the fact that something has to happen here, something has to improve here, when you accept that and understand that, then you can move toward the healing.
Yes, you can.
And that's the first step in moving toward that healing is to recognize it, state it, confront that person, and let it out and let it go, and then you'll feel so much better from that point.
You know, and I do want to say this too, I mean, because I know there's some folks out there that are just thinking about calling in and they're thinking about participating in the show. I want to say this because I know those individuals may not call us, but if you're listening to us and you're hearing what we're saying works. So maybe you feel like instead of saying it to me as a surrogate or to Kathy as a surrogate, you really, after listening to the show, really need to say it to the person to really get the relief. And you want to take the step because you realize now after hearing the conversation that you have the courage to do so. I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to take that step. Don't have that fear because you shouldn't be fearful of your joy. You shouldn't be fearful of your peace and your sanity. I mean, there are people that are going crazy out there and don't know what's wrong with their lives because they're holding on to something or someone that's been gone for a long time. And if you need to face that person and say what you need to say and they give you an opportunity, take advantage of that. Do it in a safe way, but take advantage of it. And the safest way is to say it to me because I am that person. I can be that person. I didn't cause the pain, but I can sure take the pain from you. I'll be more than happy to do so. And that's
And again, I'm going to also state that we're talking about someone that has hurt you. And Tony and I are here to be that surrogate sit-in. If it's a father that has hurt a daughter or a father that has hurt a brother or an uncle or anything, if it's a loved one, a relationship, a boyfriend, a spouse, whoever that person is, feel free to call in and allow us to represent that person and to give you the apology and the closure that you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I had on my show, on my radio show, I had a young lady that called in, and she had actually been molested by a relative, a male relative.
Right.
And so what she did was she told me how she felt about me and told me what I did to her and how it made her feel every time she saw me because that person was still in the family and still around. And she shared with me how I needed to be forgiven and how she needed to understand that I was so wrong, but she thought she was wrong for so many years.
Mm.
And when she let it go and I was able to say to her, I am so sorry that you didn't deserve to be treated that way. You were a child. And I had an illness and didn't have courage enough to get help. And when I said and shared the things with her that she already knew, but she wanted to hear it from a male voice who was representing that individual because she knew it would never come from this person. She was able to let it go. She was able to move on. She was able, first of all, and she said this to me, she said, Tony, I thank you because I forgive myself for holding on to this pain.
Wow.
And that's one of those things. We become comfortable in our pain.
Right.
We become this special, I like to say a sorrow soldier.
Yeah.
We become a sorrow soldier. We become a soldier in the army of sorrow. We want to fight everything that fights against our sorrow. If you try to bring me joy, you try to make me feel better, you can't do that because I'm in the sorrow army, and I'm a great fighter for the sorrow cause. So forget about you. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to fight tooth and nail to stay sorrowful, sad, and angry. And all I'm saying, but what I'm saying is it's time for you to be in another army. It's time for you to be, as a matter of fact, you need to go ahead and either re-enlist or go AOL, just AOL, AWOL, A-W-O-L. Right. Yes, you need to leave and get away from it. That's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. It's time to get out of the sorrow army and be courageous for yourself. And that's what this is all about. It really, really is.
Yeah, and that goes right along with living in Pity City, because a lot of people live in Pity City, and they feel like, you know, oh, I'm the victim, oh, woe is me, why can't I ever have this, why can't I? And it all goes hand in hand. You have to take control of your situation. You have to be empowered to understand what it is that you want and need for your life. And until we understand that, we're always going to be a sorrow soldier. We're always going to live in Pity City. And that's the way our lives will always be until we can dig down deep. Because I can tell you right now, in my seminars, that emotional cleansing workshop is one of the most popular, most sought-after, effective workshops that I conduct. Because our emotional health is probably... Well, you know what? It's not probably. It is more important than our physical health. Because if we're not healthy emotionally, it can cause all types of physical ailments.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the stress of life and keeping yourself stressful has already been proven physiologically what stress does to the body. And it causes so many different ailments and causes other things to happen physically to you. So imagine carrying a burden, carrying that kind of pain, carrying that kind of hurt for years,
right.
or not for years. Maybe it recently happened to you, and you want to get rid of it now before it does do that. This is the time to do it. This is the time to say, you know, I'm done. I am so over. And here's what gets me. I've seen this because I grew up in a house full of women. And I remember my older sister in some of her earlier relationships. And I remember her screaming and yelling at the top of her lungs at the guy who had hurt her. But she never said it to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she carried it for years with her because she never said it to him. And I never understood why she never said it to him. Now, she went into social work and later on got her psychology degree, and she understood what she was doing and how it affected her. But the bottom line is that nobody out there deserves to go through their lives yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs to someone who doesn't hear them anymore.
Right. Absolutely.
You don't deserve that. You don't need that.
I agree. So yes, I mean, everything that we have said this evening, I mean, I hope you guys have been able to understand how very, very critical it is to release those negative emotions and to not allow that to live inside of you, because it's up to you. It's a choice that you can make.
It is a choice. I mean, and I got to say, it's a courageous choice.
Absolutely.
It really takes courage.
Mm-hmm.
It takes courage to realize that you have been wronged and you've allowed it to be done. And it's okay to say, you know what, I was stupid for a moment, but I'm not going to be stupid anymore.
Right.
You're not going to hurt me again. I deserve better than this. And I'm going to tell you how I feel. And I, again, for those folks that are just joining the show, we are talking about letting it out and letting it go, talking to those individuals who have hurt you and letting those emotions out. I'm the surrogate man in the woman's life, and Kathy can be the surrogate female in the man's life. But we are here to step in the place of those individuals who have not been there and allowed you to let it out and let it go. Allow us to be that individual. Allow us to be apologetic. Allow us to give you the sense of peace that you deserve. Allow that to be what we do for you so that you can have and get on the road to feeling better about what you are and let that pain go.
Right. Absolutely. So, I have to apologize. I was having a few technical difficulties here, and I got bumped out of the queue. So I'm going to ask if anyone dialed in within the last 5 minutes, please redial back in because I lost my switchboard, but it's back now. So I'm going to ask you to please call back in.
And we do know that happens sometimes when there are a lot of callers.
It
does. When there are a lot of callers, a lot of folks listening, and a lot of folks holding on hold. And
exactly.
When those individuals are on hold and they're listening, we know that it happens. The bandwidth is only so large. So, if you are listening and you want to say something and you want to let it out and let it go, we're here for you. We're here to do exactly that. And we do want you to call back because it's important for you to really be better about who you are and feel better about what you're doing.
And I'm trying to get back into the chat room as well. So we'll just keep the discussion going here. And, and we're not going to let anything defeat us because this is a very powerful show and we're just going to keep right on moving. So, but yes, I was mentioning about some of the workshops that I've conducted. And this has just really been the most important topic as far as angerness and bitterness and resentment and loneliness and self-pity and, getting involved in all of the anger or envy and, someone may be doing something that you would like to do and there's envy there. It's just so many different emotions that you could experience where that's concerned. And these are very important emotions that you just need to get rid of and let them go. Just let them go.
Absolutely. And so often people take a look at themselves in the mirror and they say that I deserve to be treated better and I want to be treated better, but they can never figure out what it is and why it is that treatment doesn't come. And what happens in many instances, because of the pain that we faced in our lives, because someone has hurt us and that baggage that you mentioned earlier, Kathy, is still a part of who we are, it becomes that wall, it becomes that block. So a person sees something that resembles something else that they didn't bring upon themselves, and then all of a sudden, here you go. The process starts all over again. Imagine if you were in a relationship where there was no baggage. There was nothing blocking you. There was nothing keeping you down. There was no pain from the past. Imagine if you had the freedom to love the way that you knew you could love because the pain that you had in the past stopped becoming a deterrent and became a tool.
Right.
That's what this is all about. I mean, life is life. We just have to be honest about that. Life is life. You got to live it to go through it. You got to have a test to have a testimony. I mean, that's what life is all about. You have to live it. But the thing I've learned and I'm continuing to learn more and more about life is just because it causes you pain, it doesn't mean that you can't grow from the pain you went through.
That's correct.
But I do know that if you hold on to the pain and you keep the pain bottled up or you allow the pain to be that wall in front of you or that bag that you carry, it is going to always keep you from being the best you can be.
Right.
I mean, it's like going to, and I forgive me for smiling, but I'm using your bag analogy. Imagine you having a 500-pound bag that you're dragging through the airport, and nobody can check this bag, and you got to take it up on the airplane. You got to take it every place you go. This 500-pound bag, you're dragging everywhere you go. And you're wondering why every time you try to stand up and be the best you can be, this bag is right there with you. Well, most people don't want you and your 500-pound bag.
That's right.
They want you.
Exactly.
And some guys will say,
you are in control of that happening.
Absolutely. Because the thing about it is, I don't have the combination or the key to unlock the bag. You do.
Right.
Now I can help you hold the bag. I can even take the bag off your hands for a split second when you get tired. But the bottom line, this is your bag. It doesn't belong to me.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, if I hold the bag a little too long, I'm gonna get tired of it. I'm gonna get tired of the bag, and I'm gonna get tired of you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So this is an opportunity for you to get rid of that 500-pound bag. That thing that has been holding your emotions in check and keeping you held down, because you deserve to be treated and be better. And that's what this is all about. Kathy, can you hear me?
Hello? Tony? Can you hear me? Hello? Tony? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can?
Yes, I can.
Absolutely wonderful. I guess we need more bandwidth.
Yep. I'm not sure. I can't seem to get back into the chat room. So let's just go ahead and call it a night. And I've got the switchboard I'm operating over here, and it just keeps going down. I mean, I keep getting knocked off, and I really, really apologize to everyone that's in the chat room. Are you still in the chat room, Tony?
Yes, I am. We still got folks there, and they can still hear us. They were saying some comments.
Can they hear me in the chat room?
Well, I'm hoping so. I had someone say that my connection keeps dropping as well, and I haven't heard a comment or seen a comment in the chat for a moment or so. So it may have knocked some other folks out. But what I'm hoping is that those individuals are there and they can hear us. So if they can hear us, maybe they can dial. Yes, they can hear us. They can hear us conversing right now. So the chat is still up and they can hear us over the air and over the phone. So whatever was going wrong with the switchboard, I guess it's either remedied itself or it's been remedied. So.
Well, unfortunately, I can't see any callers that may be in queue. So I apologize for that. What we'll probably end up doing is just doing this show over again for ones that wanted to dial in and didn't get an opportunity. I apologize for that, but it is some serious, serious things going on here. I don't even know what these things are that keep jumping up on my screen. I've never, ever seen anything like this before. But we do appreciate you guys, you know, hanging in with us tonight. You've been wonderful to come and join us and listen to our discussion. It's been a very enlightening, empowering discussion, and I hope you were able to get something from it. I hope it was able to help you to move along the journey of healing, because it's very, very important.
Most definitely, and more than anything else, as you said before, we can revisit this at some point and allow our listeners to do exactly what we've asked them to do. But if it's done anything, hopefully it's given them the tools and the courage to take a look at themselves and say that they deserve to be better and feel better about themselves and take that step around, over, under, or through the wall and get rid of that 500-pound bag or the bags that they've been carrying with themselves. Because a lot of folks are in the chat room and they're still saying that they understand and that they're hanging in there. So we appreciate your calls, and we appreciate you being patient. Technical things happen sometime, and we were fearful of the amount of calls that we would get and the bandwidth that we had available to us. And we always hear about how, you know, having a certain amount of calls coming in can shut a system down, and it looks like that's exactly what it did for us.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some calls in queue before my switchboard started malfunctioning, so I can't see those calls anymore. So, again, I apologize to those callers that were in queue. So we definitely will be doing this show again to give you an opportunity to purge and let it out. So, this has really been great.
Yes, it has. And if we've helped anyone in any way, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to do exactly what we are on the air for, and that's to give you an opportunity to be a better you. It's about your life and about your living, and that's what this is all about.
And also, just as a side note, I just wanted to make a quick announcement here. We have a few exciting upcoming shows. Next week we're going to feature Mr. Bill Bartman. He is a self-made billionaire, and he came up through the ranks through the ranks, had a very difficult childhood, and he really, really turned his life around, so we're going to be talking to him. And we also have a very exciting special guest within the next couple of weeks, and I'm not exactly sure what the date is going to be for this guest, but I think you are going to be very, very pleased. We had our listener appreciation show a few months back with Mr. Howard Hewitt, but I think you're going to be even more excited about this guest. So I'm going to wait before I give you any details about that. And if you want to tune in next week, I'll have quite a bit more details about the date and our special guest that we are going to feature for you, our loyal listeners. So I'm excited about that. And if there's anyone, is there anyone, I can't see the chat room, Tony, so are there any questions or anything in the chat room that?
No. I'm looking at the conversations that are going on right now. So no questions or anything like that. I think folks understood what was going on and what had happened with, as they say, what had happened with the switchboard, and it happens sometimes. So we appreciate their understanding, but no questions about what's happening.
Okay, and unfortunately, like I said, I can't see whoever may be in queue. So we are going to go ahead and just close out the show. And, again, if there was anyone waiting in queue, I'm not able to see you. So we're going to just schedule this show again because I really do feel like this show has been very helpful, and I know it's going to be very therapeutic for anyone that may be listening. So we thank you for hanging in with us tonight. We thank you for joining us tonight. You have been fabulous, and we are going to sign off. And I'm Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we will definitely see you same time next week. Have a blessed week, everyone. Thank you so much.